we're operating in a context where a successful Doha outcome really could make a positive contribution in the near term, psychological contribution, midterm and long term, a meaningful contribution to economic development, particularly as it relates to developing countries, and also in terms of poverty alleviation. When it comes specifically to food, the elimination, reduction of export restrictions on food, that's critical. One country's act to achieve food security generates food insecurity in most of the rest of the world. And so I think that is important. And in the context of our Doha round discussions, I would like to think that high, elevated food prices will enable countries to lower import barriers, lower subsidies, eliminate export subsidies, and use this negotiation to help reduce some of the distortions in the market, rather than use the situation in the market as an excuse not to act.